Ordinary history is a record of human endeavor in the linear timeline.
我们的人类的圣经的旧约史的话是人类的历史背景下一般的历史背景下发生的。
The Bible is full of ordinary history, but punctuated with many, many redemptive history.
但是我们知道圣经的旧约史当中有许多可以考察的人物，真实的人物，真实的地点。
Now, redemptive history happened in the context of ordinary history because it involved real people, real places, and real time.
我们知道圣经的救赎史它是发在人类的一般的历史的背景当中，我们知道其中发生了很多可以考证的真实的人物、真实的地点、真实的世界。
And again, redemptive history can be viewed as a transcendent involvement in the vertical dimension.
但是我们知道人类的救赎史的话，圣经中的救赎史也是一个超自然的一个现象，也是有一个超自然的维度在其中。
But the temporal meets eternal, and time meets eternity, and finite meets infinity.
在这个超自然的这个维度当中，我们看到今生今世与来世相连接，我们也看到暂时和永恒相连接，我们也发现 有限和无限相连接。
And today I'm going to use one redemptive history, that is the birth of Jesus Christ, to demonstrate a very important unique characteristic of Christianity, that is our God is a personal God, then he's willing to be with us.
那今天 我想用一段圣经当中的一段故事，也就是耶稣诞生的这段故事，来表达我们人类的救赎史。圣经当中的救赎史是其中有关于神插手到人类历史当中的事件。
And the theme passage is recorded in Matthew chapter 1 from verse 18 to verse 25.
那我们今天要分享的话语在圣经的马太福音的第一章的18-25节。
And this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about.
这段经文记载了主耶稣基督他降生的事。
It says, the mother of Jesus, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph.
说到他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
And before they came together, and Mary found herself to be with a child through the Holy Spirit.
还没有迎娶的时候，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Now her husband to be Joseph, if you were him, what would you think?
那她的丈夫呢？约瑟啊，如果你是约瑟的话，你会怎么想
？Should I stone her to death according to the law of Moses?
我是不是要按照摩西的律法用石头把她给打死？
But the Bible says he is a righteous man, so he don't want to expose her to public disgrace.
但是圣经中告诉我们，她的丈夫约瑟是个义人，他不愿意在明处来羞辱她。
And Joseph was very calm, and they decided to divorce her quietly.
我们看到约瑟他非常的冷静，他想说他想要在暗中把她给休了。
And one day when Joseph was asleep,
在一天在约瑟在睡觉当中。
So this is very interesting. If you're bothered by some of the things, can you go to sleep at night?
这很有意思的一件事情。如果你心中有不安的话，你在晚上睡觉是不是能够睡眠能好呢？
But he slept deeply, and he had a dream.
但他睡得很沉。那天他在梦中，他有这样的一个看见。
The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said this, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the child she was convinced was from the Holy Spirit, and you shall name him Jesus.
在梦中有主的使者向他显现，他说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。”
So the word of Joseph contained many many theological significance.
我们看到约瑟他所听到的这段话呢，包括了很多的神学的道理。
For one thing, Joseph is the son of David.
其中第一个我们看到的约瑟他是大卫的子孙。
As predicted by the prophets.
也就是像先知所预言的那样。
And secondly, Jesus' name means he will save his people from their sins.
那第二，我们看到耶稣他的名字就说要将他的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
And this talk about the purpose of incarnation.
这就讲到了主耶稣来到世上的他的目的何在。
Now, verse 22 and 23 is of significance.
那第二十二节和二十三节有非常重要的意义。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.
二十二节说，这一切的事成就是要应验主基借先知所说的话。
And the gospel referred to the prophet of Isaiah.
啊，这段经文所提到的其实是以赛亚书所说的。
Which says the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. That means God with us.
二十三节说到，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And these two verses contain three important theological elements.
啊，那在这两段经文当中，我们看到有三个非常重要的神学的要点。
Prophecy, personhood, and presence.
那第一的话就是提到了预言，第二提到了人性，第三提到了神的同在。
And Joseph woke up and received Mary to his home, and then they had no union with her. He had no union with her until Jesus was born.
啊，那约瑟醒来了以后就起来。就照着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，这是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子。
And we know that Jesus, Joseph, not only a righteous man, but a very obedient man. He obeyed God's commandment.
啊，我们看到不但啊，约瑟他是一个义人，而且他也是一个非常顺服的人，顺服了神的旨意。
Now the prophecy of Isaiah is only one of the examples concerning Jesus.
我们看到以赛亚书他所关于耶稣的预言，只是关于耶稣的预言中的一个。
And more can be said about the prophecy.
我们有很多都可以提到关于这个耶稣降生的预言。
And early in the Bible, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, it talks about Jesus will be the offspring of a woman.
我们在创世纪的第三章的第八节提到，耶稣他会是成为女人的后裔。
And from the Genesis, genealogy, we know that Jesus was descended from King David's family.
啊，我们看到从这个他的家谱来看的话，啊，耶稣他是大卫的后代。
And he was born of a virgin.
他是童女所生。
And Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
他是在伯利恒所生。
And from the salvation of mankind through his birth, life, and death, resurrection, and ascension was all recorded in the Bible.
关于他的出生、他的受死、他的复活，都在圣经当中有记载。
When verse 23 says, "Mary will give birth to a son," it points to a very important theological statement that is the incarnation.
那第二十三节说到，必有童女怀孕生子，这也是提到了很重要的一个圣经当中的一个要素。
And incarnation points to personhood.
啊，这讲的就其实也是个道成肉身的一个道理。那讲的所提到的关圣经的神学的要素的话，也就是人性的这样的一个要素。
That is, Jesus is a personal God, not just a very powerful force in the nature.
所以我们看到耶稣，他是一个我们每一个人的神，他不只是一个好像很神秘的有能力的一个力量。
And this God-man duality is a non-negotiable doctrine in Christianity.
这样的讲到的基督的神人的这二性，是我们信仰当中不可以妥协的一个重要的内涵。
And Jesus is 100% God and also 100% man.
耶稣他既是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
As it states in our statement of faith, we deny the concept of docetism.
他在我们的信仰当中是取得最核心的地位。
Now his humanity is a symbol pointing to Christ's identification with us.
我们看到他的人性，也就表示神他与我们的认同。
And this is the only means when Jesus is able to bear our sin.
他道成了肉身，也是唯一一个可以担当我们罪孽的唯一的办法。
And he can sustain us during our suffering.
他也可以在我们在患难当中的时候给我们有力量，有鼓励。
He is our fellow sufferer.
他跟我们同样的受难。
On the other hand, his deity points to Christ's qualification to forgive sins.
同样的，他的神性也表达了他可以有这一切，他可以给我们带来恩典，是一切恩典的源头。
And then he affirms us that he is a source of grace.
你看到他是恩典的源泉。
And he provides hope in our adversities.
他给我们在患难当中给我们带来盼望。
And the presence of God is very important in the Bible.
我们看到神的同在在圣经当中也非常的重要。
And we can see this concept from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the last chapter of the Bible.
我们看到在圣经当中，不论是在圣经的前或者到后面，都有完全的贯穿了这样的一个观念。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 7 it says, Then the eyes of both them, that means Adam and Eve, were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves.
好，我们在创世纪的第三章的第七、第八节说到，亚当夏娃他们知道他自己犯了罪以后，他们就用树叶来做裙子来遮盖他们。
And even though they sin, but God never forsake them.
但是尽管他们犯了罪，但是我们看到神却从来没有离弃他们。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
我们看到在创世纪的第三章第八节的时候，我们看到亚当和夏娃他们在园中，他们听到神的声音，耶和华神在园中行走，来与他们对话。
Now, not only did God walk with them, and God also talked with them.
我们看到不但这位神不但警告了他们，而且同时也要跟他们也跟他们有这样的对话，要跟他们同行。
And verse 9 says, "But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?'"
我们看到神在这里说到说你们在哪里。
So the God we believe is the God who talk and walk with us.
我们看到神他跟我们同行，也跟我们说话。
So he is our God, and also he is our companion.
他不但是我们的神，他也是我们的同伴。
So to talk about the presence of the God, no chapter is better than Psalm 23.
我想到如果讲到神与我们的同在的话，没有任何一段经文比诗篇的第二十三篇更加的合适。
And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他就说到神是我的牧者。
And I shall not be in want.
我不致缺乏。
And you talk about relationship, and talk about our God is a source of provision.
这里说到我们和神的关系，也告诉我们说神是我们一切的供应。
He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，使我领我在可安歇的水边。
And you talk about that all the believers can rest in Him assured.
也告诉我们说，我们所有的我们信徒，我们都可以在主里面得到平安安息。
And he also provides refreshment in this troubled world.
他也给我们在这个患难的时代当中，给我们带来我们安慰。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He guides me in the path of righteousness.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
That means God not only heals our physical disease, and He also heals our spiritual disease.
这也告诉我们说，我们的神不但医治我们肉体的疾病，他同样也医治我们心灵的疾病。
And he also holds our hands as we walk our life.
他也在我们行走这世上的时候，他握着我们的手与我们同行。
And he did all this for his name's sake.
他做了这一切为了自己的名的缘故。
That means our life has purpose.
这也告诉我们说，我们的生命是有意义的，目的的。
And our life has meaning.
我们的生命有意义。
And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
这里说到，我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And God loves us so much that He sometimes tests us.
我们看到神他如此的爱我们，所以他有时候要让我们有些撕裂。
But even though he tests us, he also protects us.
尽管他试炼我们，但是同样他也给我们也保护我们。
And then he assures that he will be with us.
我们可以确定我们会与他同在。
And this uncertainty means faithfulness.
这样的一个确定的话，可以说是神的信实。
And his rod and staff they comfort me. That means this is the discipline in the grace.
他的杖他的竿来安慰我的话，也就是表达说我们是在他的恩典当中，我们有。
And you prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anointed my head with oil.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
So when you're facing enemies, it's a spiritual warfare, and your job is to fight. But God said no. You just eat and talk with me first.
当我们与属灵的恶者征战的时候，这是一个属灵的征战。我们也许认为说自己要靠自己的能力去征战，但是神却告诉我们说，不用，你和我一同坐席。
So this points to the glorious hope of our life.
这也是告诉我们，我们是有荣耀的盼望在我们生命当中。
And he also anointed our head with oil. That means our life is a consecrated life. It's a life with calling.
他也用油膏我们的头，也就表示我们的生命是一个圣洁的生命。
And our Lord assured us that my cup overflows.
他也告诉我们确定告诉我们说，我们的福杯必将满溢。
That means all believers will have an abundant life.
也就告诉我们说，我们所有的信主，我们信徒，我们都有丰盛的人生。
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Our life is a blessed life.
我们的一生是蒙祝福的一生。
And our life is with security.
我们的一生也是有确据的一生。
And with the promise that God will be with us forever.
我们也有从神来的应许，神他必将与我们永远的同在。
And then we know that Christ's presence is the ultimate answer to suffering.
我们知道神的同在是我们在患难当中的最高的一个答案。
And we know everyone will suffer one time or the other.
我们知道每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都可能有患难的时候。
Sometimes more severe, sometimes it's more light.
也许有些时候我们的患难是非常严重的，有些时候我们的患难是比较轻微一些。
But in the end, we know that He will wipe every tear from our eyes.And there will be no more death and mourning and crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
但是我们知道，神都要擦去我们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦。
And God not only promised He will be with us all the time, but He promised us to be with us till eternity.
我们看到主耶稣他不但应许他与我们同在，而且他应许我们要永永远远的与我们同在。
And then in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 says,
在启示录的第二十一章的三四节这样说道
And I, that is Apostle John, heard a loud voice from the throne saying, How now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
他说我，这里说的我，也就是约翰。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说看了神的帐幕在人间他要与人同在他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神
As interesting as it may seem these three theological elements prophecy, personhood, and presence are consistent with the three major themes in the Bible
我们看到很有趣的就是我们刚才提到的三个神学的要素也就是预言人性神的神人二性和神的同在是我们圣经当中从始至终贯穿的主题
Now the Bible is written by more than 40 authors of different backgrounds over the span of 1,600 years but the Bible is not a collection of writings but a consistent theme
我们知道圣经有40多位的作者而且写作的时间超过了1600多年但是我们看到圣经它并不只是好像不同的人所写的一个简单的组合在一起圣经当中的主题贯穿始终
And this is why we have something called systematic theology
这就是我们讲的系统的神学的道理
So if everything is randomly written how can you have system
如果所有的事情都是非常独立的写作的那这样的事情怎么能这样的书的话怎么能说是系统的
And these major themes are the promise, the kingdom and the presence
我们看到这里讲到的三个主要的要素就是神的应许神的同在和神的道成肉身与我们同在
God's promise point to our destiny
我们看到他的神的应许告诉了我们有什么样的一个未来
And God's kingdom point to our eternal identity
那神他的国度的话告诉了我们有个什么样的身份
And the presence of God answered the existential problem of suffering.
但是我们知道神的同在的话告诉了我们我们在患难当中我们有什么样的盼望。
No, all the mother will agree with me if your baby is sick. And even though you're so helpless to restore his health, but if you hold the baby tight to your bosom, the baby can sustain the suffering.
我们知道所有做母亲的可能都会同意我的这样一个观点。当你的小孩子生病的时候也许你没有办法从这个治疗的角度上 做任何的事情但是当你把小孩子抱在你的怀中的时候你会发现小孩子他会觉得更加的舒服更加的安静
How much more when we know that during our suffering, the all-powerful God will be with us all the time? What kind of comfort will you get?
当我们在患难当中的时候，如果我们知道全能的神他一直与我们同在的话，我们会得到的何等大的安慰。
So in our life, there are many, many questions.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们会有很多的问题。
And we are seeking for answer.
我们都在寻找答案。
But all the more I find out, the question is not what is the answer.
我们看到其实除了这些问题的话，并不是我们真正要回答的。
But who is the answer?
其实真正的我们要回答的是谁是这个问题的答案。
So with this kind of understanding, then our problem will be much lessened, and we are able to sustain.
我们就会看到，我们其实我们的问题的话，并没有我们想象的那么严重。
I just back from a very enjoyable vacation, and can you believe that for 10 days every day the weather is like this?
我刚刚从一个非常愉快的一个旅行当中回来。我们可以说，我们出去旅行的十天。几乎每一天的天气都像今天这样天气这么好。
So my vacation was on a cruise ship visiting six major cities around the Baltic Sea rim.
那我的这个旅行的话呢，其实是做一个游轮的旅行。我到了我们在波罗的海周围的六个主要的城市。
And five major cities are capitals of the country.
那其中这五个城市，六个城中的五个是这些国家的首都。
And the first one is Copenhagen, which is the capital city of Denmark.
那第一个城市的话就是丹麦的首都哥本哈根。
And then Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia.
接下来我去了爱沙尼亚的首都叫哈塔林。
And then the highlight of the whole trip is the visiting of St. Petersburg, the second largest city in Russia.
那我这个旅行的最有意义的、有意思的一个一点的话是去了俄罗斯的最大的一个城市圣彼得堡。
And then we went to Finland, Helsinki.
Yeah, 接下来我去了芬兰的首都赫尔辛基。
And the last visit, last city we visit is Stockholm, from Sweden.
那最后的一个城市的话是我去了瑞典的首都斯德哥尔摩。
Now there are many things to say about the trip.
关于这次的旅行的话，我有很多的话可以说。
But I'm going to point out one thing.Which are relevant to today's message. That is, when the ship was docking in one of the seaports in Germany, and we took a three-hour bus ride to Berlin, which is the capital of Germany.
那我今天要讲的话呢，是我在这次旅行当中的第二站。那我们的轮船游轮的话，在德国的一个港口，我们停了下来以后，我们花了三个小时时间坐车去柏林，也就是德国的首都柏林。
And in Berlin, we saw three things.
在柏林的话，我们看到几样很有意义的地方。
First of all, I have the privilege to view the remnant of the Berlin Wall built during the Cold War.
那第一个我们看到的就是柏林的围墙，也是在冷战时期所建立的。
And then when I see the wall, it reminds me the evil of the human heart.
你如果在那个地方的话，你可以看到我们人性的这个恶。
And I more be convinced that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the only hope for humankind.
在那个时候，我也更加的坚信主耶稣他的复活是我们人类唯一的盼望。
And then we saw a place called Charlie Checkpoint.
那接下来我们看那个地方叫查理的检查站。
And many people try to escape from East Berlin to the West Berlin by risking their life and go through this point.
在冷战的时期，我们看到有很多人。他们想要从东柏林去西柏林，他们冒着生命的危险要通过这个查理检查站。
And then remind me what Jesus said.
这也提醒了我主耶稣基督他所说的话。
I am the truth, and truth will set you free.
我是真理，你真理会让你得到释放。
And then we saw the Brandenburg Gate.
然后接下来我看到的是勃兰登堡门。
Where four United States presidents had delivered speeches.
在那个地方有四位美国的总统在那里做演讲。
Kennedy first, and then Reagan, Clinton, and recently Mr. Obama.
有肯尼迪，有列根，有克林顿，还有现在的总统奥巴马。
Before we going back to the ship, and the guide led us to see a gorgeous, beautiful structure that is a church.
在我们回这游轮之前呢，我们的这个导游他带我们去见了一个非常漂亮的一个宏伟的一个教堂。
And our guide is a very young woman, and My estimation is she's not even 30 and came from China.
那这我们的这个导游的话呢，是一位非常年轻的一位女士，我看她大概不超过30岁左右，她从中国大陆而来。
In front of the church, there's a square, like Tiananmen Square. Square.
她在那个在大教堂的外面的话呢，是有一个广场，就有点像天安门大广场一样。
And we spend about 20 minutes of free activities.
我们在那个地方大概有20来分钟的一个自由活动的时间。
Because there was not much to see, I talked to her.
这里也没有什么其他的可以看的，所以我就在那里花了一些时间跟她有段交谈。
Because the church is right behind me.
因为这个教堂的话就在我的身后。
And it's very natural for me to ask a question like this: Are you a Christian?
所以非常自然的，我就问了她一个问题，我说你是基督徒吗？
And then let me just give you some background about the church.
让我给你一些关于这个教堂的一些背景。
And during the World War II, the Allied forces carpet bombed the city against the Nazi regime.
在二次世界大战的时候，我们看到盟军的话呢，在柏林的地方呢有轰炸柏林。
Extravagant structure was brought down into a heap of rubble.
我们看到非常很多很多的一些很雄伟的一个建筑，在这个轰炸当中倒塌了。
And after the war, the determined German used the rubbles.To rebuild the church to its original glory.
我们看到这个二次世界大战之后，我们非常这样有决心的德国人，他们又从这个瓦砾当中用碎砖碎瓦重新把建筑物给建筑起来。
And I was told that 90% of the material was picked up from the rubbles.
其中的话，他们有大概90%的这个建筑材料就是从这个废墟当中所获得。
So today, this building lofting above what was a ruin into aMagnificent, beautiful, and grandiose.
这个教堂都还是保持当时的它的宏伟的外貌。
And then I asked the young girl. I said, "Are you Christian?"
当我问这个导游的时候，我说，哎，你是基督徒吗
？No. I'm from China. We are indoctrinated with atheism.
他说，不是，我是从中国大陆而来。我们在那个地方的话，我们都信的是无神论。
I said, "Can you give me one evidence that atheism is true?"
我就说你能不能给我一个这样的一个理由，能够告诉我一下你有什么证据证明无神论是真实的
？Yeah, actually, I'm not a, I'm never thought of this, but I'm a Buddhist.
然后这个女士就回答说她说其实我真的也没有很好的想过这个问题，而且其实我似乎好像个人有点相信佛教。
But let me tell her something. I said, let me tell you something.
然后我就对她说那我来告诉你一些事实吧。
First of all, it takes more faith.To believe the non-existence of God, than to believe the fact that God do exist.
我告诉他的时候说，其实需要有更大的信心才能接受无神论。
Since you said you are Buddhist, do you know that your present life is determined by your past life?
他说，如果我说，我就跟他说说，你既然你是信佛教的话，那你是不是知道你今生的生命是由前世所决定的
？And may I ask you how much you know about your past life?
然后说你知不知道你的前世是什么样的
？If you do not know your past life, how can you improve yourself in order to go to Nirvana?
所以我说，如果你不知道你前世的生命的话，你如何能够来提高你自己
？Yeah, I'm believing in these things for a long time. It's very hard for me to change.
他就回答说我已经信这个戏了很久了，我很难再有所改变在这个事情上。
And let me ask you a question.If the bus driver told you that I've been driven for an hour and all of a sudden found out I was driven in the wrong direction, would you ask him to continue his course or turn back to catch the ship?
那我就跟他说如果你的司机告诉你说他开这个车开了很长的时间，但是发现走错了方向，你会不会要他改变这个行车的方向，回到这个游轮呢
？I sense he was opened up a little bit.
在那个时候我就发现他好像他的心还打开了一点。
And then I said to her, I will never see you again, but there are few things I want you to remember in your mind.
我就告诉他说也许我以后可能再也不会再见到你，但是有几件事情我想让你能够记在你的心中。
But first let me ask you a question.
第一让我再来问你一个问题。
Do you think a parent looking for the lost child is easier than a child who lost in the crowd in the city to look for their parents?
那我问你的第一个问题就是，如果有小孩子丢失了的话，是他的父母去寻找这个小孩子比较容易，还是这个小孩子去寻找父母比较容易
？And she said, "Of course, the parent looking for the child is easier."
他回答说，当然是做父母的去寻找这个丢失的小孩子比较容易。
And then I explained to her, one thing you have to remember is that Christianity is a religion of revelation.
那我跟她说的，你一定要记住，我们的基督教的信仰是一个关于启示的信仰。
And no one can find God unless God reveal Himself to us.
我们没有人能够找到神，除非神他首先向我们来显现。
And this is what Christianity is all about.
这就是我们所信仰的基督教的核心。
And the Bible is the book of revelation.
那我们读的圣经，也就是所有的话，都是神给我们的启示。
And then the secondly, you ought to remember is to pursue truth to be the highest order of our life.
那第二个告诉的是说，我们追求真理的话，应该是从我们人生的最重要的一个目标。
And life has meaning.
生命、人生有意义。
And to act upon this truth.It's the most meaningful thing in your life.
我们按照真理而行，是我们人生当中最有意义的事。
This is the second point.
这是我刚才说的第二点。
And the third point is our God is a God of presence. That means He's a personal God.
第三，我刚才说的是，我们的神是一位同在的神，他是我们个人的神。
And I challenge her to study that no gods in other religions is a God of presence.
那我就是这样的挑战，我说你在别的宗教当中，你不会找到有别的宗教当中的神是我们个人的神，是我们与我们同在的神。
And our God is a personal God.
我们的神是与我们同在的一个，是我们个，是我们个人的神。
He talk and walk and laugh and care about us.
他和我们同行，他和我们交谈，他爱我们，他关心我们。
And this is the uniqueness of Christianity.
这也是我们基督教信仰的一个非常特别不同的地方。
And lastly, you ought to remember that the God's presence.It's a good thing to those who believe in Him.
那最后我说你要记住的是，神的同在对信他的人来说是一个美好的事。
But it's a terrible thing for those who reject Him.
但是对于那些拒绝他的人来说是非常可怕的一件事情。
So I would like to leave these four points to you today to think about that.
所以我想把这四点这个观点给留给大家，让大家能够来思索。
And to raise question and to discuss in our Christian gathering.
我们可以大家可以提出各样的问题，也可以在我们的聚会当中我们可以有不同的 有些更多的讨论。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the fact that you're willing to be with us.
主耶稣基督，我们真的是感谢你，因为你愿意与我们同在。
And no other God in this universe can be like you.
在这世上没有其他的神能够像你一样。
May we respond this important doctrineWith a positive attitude.
愿你把这样的我们信仰的真理告诉我们。
Because you desire to leave us so that we can open our heart to receive you into our heart.
让我们有一个正面的回应，因为你愿意与我们同在，我们就愿意打开我们的心，迎接你进入我们的心中。
And to make your presence be a joyful thing rather than a horrible thing.
好让你与我们的同在是我们可以喜悦的事情。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.